The healthcare market in Massachusetts is reverberating from the aftershocks of a major court ruling. Suffolk Superior Court Judge Janet Sanders has rejected a controversial deal that would have allowed the state's largest hospital chain, Partners Healthcare, to get even bigger by adding three more hospitals. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on the ruling and the fallout.
Judge Sanders gives two reasons she rejected the deal that former Attorney General Martha Coakley's top staff spent months thrashing out with Partners. First, it is not in the public interest. Allowing Partners to expand, says Sanders, would cement the network's position and give Partners, quote, market muscle to exact higher prices. For proof, Sanders looked to the work of the state's Health Policy Commission, where Stuart Altman is chairman of the board.
If we're going to have the cost of health care grow at a more normal rate, we need to have enough competition in the marketplace so that no part of the system can dictate prices. If you get too big, as Partners has become, it sort of destroys the concept of a competitive marketplace.
The second reason Sanders denied the Partners deal is because it would have been hard to enforce. She or another judge would have been called to referee disputes between Partners and the state's attorney general in 10 very complicated areas of health care policy and pricing for the next decade.
The court was very concerned about doing that.
Matthew Cantor is an attorney specializing in health care antitrust cases.
Particularly when you consider how dynamic and evolving the healthcare business is.
It is unusual for a judge to reject any agreement an attorney general presents. But in many ways, this was no ordinary case. Hospitals that compete with each other came together to fight the Partners deal. They and other opponents persuaded Judge Sanders to allow public comments, and hundreds poured in, most in opposition to the agreement. There was that dramatic moment in court when former Attorney General Coakley rose unexpectedly from the audience to defend herself. And then, on Monday, the new Attorney General, Maura Healey, submitted a brief to Sanders. Healey told Sanders and WBUR that she didn't like the deal and would try to stop Partners from acquiring South Shore Hospital.
I would be prepared to sue to stop the transaction from going forward if need be.
Healey repeated that threat yesterday. Partners says it is reviewing its options. CEO Gary Gottlieb told employees the judge blocked a deal that, quote, would have paved a pathway to delivering high-quality health care closer to home for patients and their families in lower-cost community settings, end quote. South Shore Hospital spokeswoman Sarah Darcy echoed the commitment to that vision in a statement and added,
it is disappointing that the voices of the people of our broad region who have spoken out by the thousands in support of this vision described in the proposed merger have been lost in the politics of this process.
Lots of people are talking about the politics of both supporting and opposing Partners.
I think it took a lot of courage for both the judge and the new attorney general to rule against the consent agreement.
Nancy Kane, a professor at the Harvard School of Public Health, has been studying health care and hospital financing in Massachusetts for more than 40 years.
Any elected official has to be very cautious in taking on a system as wealthy and connected as Partners.
Kane is one of thousands of residents in Massachusetts who follow healthcare with the passion of many sports fans. And while there is no healthcare Super Bowl, the drama is building with some big questions. What does Partners do next? Do state or federal investigators keep pushing against Partners' market power? When Partners names a new CEO in the next few months, will he or she press forward with expansion plans or halt them? And will the new governor or legislature lobby for more or less control over health care prices? Okay, so as I said, this isn't the Super Bowl or Deflategate, but things are rocking in health care. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.